I'm Quentin Carlin, and welcome to the Self-Develop Life Podcast, the ultimate personal and professional development coaching, consulting, and counseling show, where I interview industry experts to help you upgrade and optimize your limitless health, wealth, and lifestyle. Here we dive into a variety of topics such as fitness, finances, faith, family, relationships, dating, divorce, biohacking, business, investing, mindset, meditation, minimalism, religion, spirituality, and success secrets, and many other life hacking tips, techniques, and tools to help educate, inspire, and empower you to live your most self-developed life possible. So if you're interested in any of those topics, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast and YouTube channel where all these episodes are also filmed and uploaded. Before we get started, I want to give a special shout out to the show sponsors and give you access to some limited time, really awesome bonus announcements to upgrade your fitness and finances. You can access all these tools and other resources. I'll continually add an update on the show website at www.selfdeveloplife.com, along with my other social media accounts. So you can reach out and follow me. I'd love to connect with you. So go ahead and do that. Announcement number one, the world famous 30-day no alcohol challenge is now an official SDL show sponsor, which is amazing because this massive online community-driven program has been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine, CNN, that my friend James Swanwick, who is an ex-ESPN sports announcer, created. Look, I took this challenge 2 years ago, 2017 in January, and I committed that I would stop drinking for 30 days. And I felt so good and was so productive that I kept it going. And it's been 2 years. I'm not saying that I haven't had a drink in those 2 years, but I've been 100% sober and hangover free. And it's been amazing. So if you're looking to cut back on your drinking and save money on those expensive bar tabs and have your liver and wallet thank you, go to www.30daynoalcoholchallenge.com/Quentin, or simply click the link below in the show notes. And when you enroll, DM me a screenshot on either my Instagram or Facebook account, and I'm going to give you an extra bonus where I'm going to be your sponsor and mentor for that month. That's right, I'm offering a free one-on-one coaching with you to help support you as you take this life-changing program, because basically I want as many people as possible to benefit from it. So use my special link below and begin your 30-day sobriety detox cleanse now. I'd be honored to support you. For more information on that, go back and listen to episode 32, 33, and 34 to hear James's incredible story and the thousands of other people who have already taken this 30-day no alcohol challenge and can create your supportive environment to keep you accountable and help you navigate how to date and be social and go out and not drink. It's amazing. So that's announcement number one. Announcement number two, now that you have all this free time that you're sober for the next month, maybe the first time in months or decades you've ever done that, what are you now going to do with all of your newfound spare time? Well, how about do something productive, like start a side hustle online business? And it's never been easier. Since I've been involved in the e-commerce space since 2007, and I've seen countless business models and systems, I gotta say, I've never seen one that's gotten the incredible results that one website template has. That is ClickFunnels. Guys, it's massive. If you wanna convert your traffic into paying customers, go get your number $1 account trial set up in the link below or on selfdeveloplife.com. And go ahead and check out episode 39 for an overview on how thousands of people just like you are using this easy to use software to sell anything to anyone online. All right. And lastly, announcement number three, I have a 90-day health and wealth coaching challenge for you. I've used the same e-commerce system that I mentioned previously to start a business selling the number one selling CBD essential oil in the industry that is actually farmed out of the US. So, if you suffer from any anxiety, depression, joint pain, insomnia, or even cancer or any other serious ailments, this natural medical breakthrough alternative is exactly what you need. And as a listener, I can even hook you up with a free sample bottle by doing these two things in this limited time giveaway. Number one, go leave a 5-star review and comment ranking on iTunes right now about just saying what you enjoy about this podcast. Is it the guests? Is it the inspiration you get? Anything. Just leave a simple, short comment and screenshot that and DM me on Instagram or Facebook, and I will choose a random winner each month. Number two, go ahead and take the 90-day CBD challenge free tour that is in the show notes below or on the selfdeveloplife.com site. And also listen to episode number 35, 36, and 37, where I have doctors and specialists sharing info that will blow your mind about the health benefits of this. Look, like, this is an amazing opportunity, both health-wise, and this might be something that you want to be start promoting on your side business. Because this is not the gold rush, it's the green rush of the booming CBD legalized hemp industry. And no, you don't get high off this. This is medicinal. It's not recreational. And as I said, I don't drink and I don't do drugs. I just see this as an incredibly rare opportunity for you to get on to the ground floor of this brand new market. It's kind of like finding out about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency early, just like I did when I found Ethereum that was like $14 and it peaked at $1,500. It was amazing. So speaking of that, I also have a Bitcoin and crypto course that you can go and download now. It's everything that I've learned, resources, safety, storage, everything you need to know if you want to get involved investing in the crypto industry. And that is along with my new book coming out called Money Hacks. It's a video course and ebook that talks about 25 different ways for you to make more money and save more money. This is what they should be teaching people in school, but unfortunately they don't. So I'm teaching you this here on my site. So to wrap this up, if any of these announcements and resources sound interesting and appealing to you and you want some more info, feel free to book a free one-on-one 45-minute coaching and consulting call with me where we can talk about anything and everything you want. And this is just a way for me to kind of give back and get to know my listeners. Like, I love so much. I'm so grateful and humble that you're sharing and supporting this show. So I want to give back. So I've got my Calendly schedule below. Book a time and I'll give you a call. And that's that. So thanks again for sharing the show. If you haven't shared it with a friend, just go ahead and copy this link and send it out to a couple people or take a screenshot of it and post it on your Instagram. I'm really trying to get more listeners here and promote what we're doing and all the amazing guests that we have on. And speaking of amazing guests, we've got an incredible lineup of shows coming down, so make sure you keep tuning in. So that is it for the business and pleasure is now out of the way. So let's start with today's conversation. Welcome to episode 42, and this is one I've been looking forward to do for quite a long time. I'm with a good friend and who I consider kind of like an older brother mentor, Mr. Brian Swan of the Unstoppable Family. I met Brian back in 2007 when we were at a business event in Cancun, Mexico, and we had a couple Coronas at the bar and instantly got along with our love for surfing, traveling, and freedom. And since then, Brian and his family have traveled around the world for 10 years. 10 years. Him and his wife, Rhonda, and their incredible daughter, Hanalei, have been traveling nonstop, living a digital nomad lifestyle. And Tim Ferriss actually said when they met that they're actually the only, one of the few families that have pulled off his 4-hour work week. So Brian shares a ton of value in this interview. And we're here in Bali. We've been hanging out for the last month. And he's actually flying off to London today to go to a conference where his daughter, who's 11 years old, is one of the main fashion designers at London Fashion Week. So in this episode, we talk all about overcoming challenges, creating a business, and how he's actually grown a couple million dollars through ClickFunnels, which you can check more out on episode 39 when we talk about that software. And you can get a free trial in the link below for your free account if you want to have a look at what that can do for you and your business. So guys, enjoy this episode. He's one of my best friends in the world. It was an honor to have him on the show. And I think that you can get a lot of value from what him and his family have created. And if you like this, once again, go ahead, subscribe and share it and enjoy the episode. Cheers.
Quentin, we're live.
Oh, are we?
We are live. Well, cheers, my friend.
Absolutely. Ching, hello. Ching.
Hello, Facebook. Yeah, you try to catch me. He doesn't even drink at all. But want to have a glass of wine, you know, because we're in Italy. We're actually in Bali.
We were in Italy before, though, together.
The last time I think we drank some serious wine was in Italy back in, how long ago?
2008.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to be going on to his podcast. This is his Instagram Live, his Facebook Live. I don't know, maybe on YouTube. Who knows? But we're about ready to push play, so you're going to get to hear it. But if you guys want to know, just here's a little background before we start the podcast.
The ambiance.
This is in Canggu, Piranan. If you look over the background over there, my 11-year-old's fashion studio, Hanalei Swan, HS Styles, she's over there. She's actually over in Colorado right now. I'm going to go meet him in London for Fashion Week. She's one of the featured people. She's getting interviewed. She's got invitations. Then she's speaking in Paris. We got a lot of things happening, but we're going to share all that on the podcast. And also, this is the cool thing. This may be the last time you see the beard because I'm going to the Queen's Buckingham Palace in London, and I'm going to have my wife and my daughter shave it off with the Queen.
That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to do it. If you're going to do it, do it in style.
All right. La, 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 la. You ready?
Always.
All right, so let's push that play button. We're already pushing play here. But now we're going to get serious. Hang on. I just usually got to clear the throat. I actually don't have anything, but when
you need
I
like a massage or something, you need like people to come in, get a full service.
You know what? Wait, here's the thing is I don't usually talk pretty much most of the day doing things. And then I do a podcast and I'm like, I'm trying to clear my throat. So I just got to, okay. All right. Now let's get serious. This is serious business. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to get to the quick time player. So now you know that we're not all fancy with this fancy dancy stuff. Here we go. A one. A two, a one, two, three.
And here we are, as we mentioned, that we have a great guest today. I've been looking forward to this episode for 12 years since we've been French.
Dang.
Before this podcast was even a deal, I'm like, one of my first guests, I got to get my man here, Mr. Brian Swan, who I met literally in Cancun on a bar that had swings on it. And we had our first beer together and we talked about surfing. And I was like, I like this guy. We're going to do some deals together. And since then, we've traveled to a bunch of countries and cities. And it's been
Mexico, Italy. We've got, I know.
Miami.
Yeah.
LA.
That's a country.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Now we're here in your backyard in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, and Canggu.
If you could see it.
They will.
They will see it. All right. Cool.
This is always on the YouTube channel. So you can jump over to Quentin Carlin on YouTube and take a look at this beautiful, beautiful residence. You've been living here in Bali for how long?
I've been here for 3.5 years. We've been traveling for 10 years. So
that's amazing.
So when I first met you, Quentin, it was in Mexico. That was your first event.
Yeah.
I think we were just starting to get rocking and rolling. My daughter was not born yet. I'm not sure if you went to the next one where she was born, but I don't even know if she was conceived yet. Was she, was my wife pregnant?
No, because we were definitely having some cervezas down there. So
we did. And one thing, since you're on podcast land, just about if you can see my finger where I'm pointing, it's probably about like 300 meters. My daughter, who was not born when we first met, she has a fashion studio, her own clothing line. And it's right there in the rice fields. She's got 6 employees. She's actually got more than that. That's just the guys that actually, we call them the dudes.
The dudes.
So we'll get into that.
Well, yeah, it's amazing because I remember the Unstoppable Family before you were an Unstoppable Family.
Yeah.
And I think that the coolest thing about your story was I remember at one of the events, maybe it was in Vegas, where you kind of went up and you shared your story and you were top income earner, living this incredible lifestyle in San Diego, surfing every day. And then the real estate bubble burst.
Yeah.
And you're just like, got really screwed. And you had to make a decision. Like, what do we do now? And you made the decision to pack up everything, minimalize. And then you've been traveling the world for 10 years.
Yeah.
Because of that quote unquote disaster, which has become like one of the biggest blessings in disguise. But at the time, it sucked because I remember many conversations with you, and it really sucked.
No, it was probably the worst thing you probably have, or at least it felt like the worst thing you happened. You know, here's the way I look at everything. And everything that happens in life happens for a reason. So we're not the only ones. We're, you know, we have a story. Did people lose everything financially back in 2007, 2008? Tons, right? So we're none of this like, oh, they lost everything. No, it's like fucking millions did.
Yeah.
The unique thing is what we set out was a little different than what most people did. And it was from the 4-hour work week that we heard, you know, Timothy Ferriss, 4-hour work week. And I had read the book. I listened to the audio so many times. And what happened was when we knew, when it was a year of lawyers, lawsuits, hundreds of thousands of legal battles, mental, like I didn't even know how the heck, going from millionaire status to balancing a $5 burrito on your debit card.
Jeez.
And that story is just like, that was our first fight like ever, to where the $5 burrito cost $40 because it was $35. And that's a story upon itself, but it was that, oh my God, we're hitting rock bottom financially, not mentally. It's like, but it was financially, like, where do we go from here? And it was from the 4-hour work week when we're deciding, like, because our business was, it was in a wealth consciousness. It's like, when you're losing everything, do you think, I couldn't even make a sale. I used to go from $30,000 to $50,000 a month to where it's like, I'm trying to promote prosperity consciousness.
Yeah.
And when I'm losing everything, nobody wants to buy.
Yeah.
They can feel that energy.
Right.
So anyway, it kind of happened from there. But it was the 4-hour work week to where we're screwed. The mini retirement of, you can go travel around the world. And if you have something that you can work online, and just remember, put this into context. 10 plus years ago, there was no such thing as digital nomad. We said, we
were like the pioneers of that.
We were the pioneers.
And
when my wife and I decided to go travel, like, and I actually had to tell, like, ask her 3 times. I'm like, oh, what if we got rid of everything? And she's like, what, are you crazy? Because we had all this shit, just tons of stuff. House on the hill in San Diego. You know, it's like, we'd see down in Mexico, $1.7 million house, 5 houses. But I tell you what, when you're losing everything and you have to give it all back, what do you do? He was like, well, we could go back and get our jobs or do the real, parents' way of responsibility. Why don't we just go travel the world for a couple of years and say, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, I think that I've got to have Rhonda on the show sometime too, because her energy and her character is just, you guys are like the ultimate power couple. You know, like, I just saw that from day one, that you match each other so well. Like, your background is in engineering, hers was in pharmaceutical sales, both had very good jobs.
Yeah.
And then wanted to raise a family without putting your daughter in daycare, and that was your main motivation of your why, of why you're going to continue on no matter what.
Absolutely.
And then I remember your story, how you actually met Tim Ferriss down in Panama, was it? Mm-hmm. So you met Tim and told him your story, and he's like, you're actually one of the very few people that have actually followed through and are living the 4-hour work week.
He actually said it a different way when we met him, because we've connected on webinars and I think it was live streams back. Live stream, I think, still exists, but back in the day, we still would connect. And oh yeah, this is Trail and Family. So when we saw him in Panama, we were living in this hotel in Bocas del Toro, a little Caribbean island. And I'm talking to him in the morning, having coffee. And I said, Tim, I just want to say thank you. You know, it's because your book that, you know, we're traveling. He goes, do you know how many people have read my book? I'm like, a lot. You know, millions upon millions. He goes, do you know how many people have actually took me up on my advice?
Right.
Because I think you're the only ones.
That's insane.
I mean, it's true.
When would that have been? That would have been like 2010?
Probably 2011.
So that was kind of the beginning of this big nomad.
Oh, that's kind of like where, like, the digital nomad, I think, became a word.
Right.
Yes. And we've been traveling since 2008. So it's probably, it's either 2010, late 2010, 2011.
Because I was interviewed on a guy's podcast a couple weeks ago, and he was like asking me about my prior business, and I was like, in like 2007, I was doing like Google AdWords and stuff. Yeah. He's like, wait, 2007?
Back in the day.
He's like, people were doing the back then? I'm like, very few people. But he was like blown away that people were kind of like doing that. I'm like, yeah, I was going to Europe, traveling with my business and stuff. So, yeah, no, it's been amazing seeing your story. And you've got this whole brand now, the Unstoppable Family, which is just kind of taking on a life of its own.
Well, it did because when we started, okay, this is a funny fact. I've never actually, I don't think I've said this on podcast or live any before, but this is
original.
This is original Unstoppable Family. So when we started online, we didn't know what to call ourselves or brand. Yeah. So our last name is Swan. My wife just called it Swan Lifestyle.
I remember that.
Right.
So I remember your website.
Yeah.
I remember that old website.
Unfortunately, Swan Lifestyle. We let it go, and somebody now it's like they're selling freaking boner pills and a whole bunch of shit. it's hilarious.
With your picture on it.
But this was the funny thing. It's like, so after like 3 years, I went to Swan Lifestyle, and we got so many times when I tell people we're Swan Lifestyle, they're like, is that like a swingers type of thing? Like, all right, honey, we got to like just name something different. Like, what can people really remember us by? And it's funny because now that we're sitting here in Bali, Indonesia, back in 2009, we lived here for 4 months, and that was just a year into our travels. My wife went back to an event, and the Cynthia Kersey, she was speaking at this event, and she had a book called Unstoppable. And she had a 30-day challenge of what you can do to really grow your business exponentially, you know? Right. And Rhonda comes back. She goes, we have to rebrand ourselves. We have to get a marketing person. We have to do this. I'm like, cool. She goes, what do we want to call ourselves? And she goes, well, here's the book. And she goes, Unstoppable Family.
Oh, wow. That's how it happened.
Yeah, from the book. And then what's crazy is that she goes, we got to find somebody in marketing. In Jabril, Jabril goes, hey guys, what's up? And we're like, he goes, I'm good at marketing. We're like, you're hired.
And that's how you connect with Jabril back in the day. That was the first time.
2009, we were in Bali.
Because I remember,
I met him. He was sleeping on my floor in Whistler, BC in 2005. Different story.
Wow.
But we never reconnected until 2009.
Because I remember you telling me back in 2007 that you've got this kid that he was like 17 years old at the time running YouTube ads for you or something.
He wasn't at that time. He was running his own stuff, but he was, I met him when he was 17.
Yeah, that's what it was, because I remember that story. And then Jabril, we were just over at his place here. Jabril, I got to have you on the show sometime, man. You got an amazing story, and he has a big YouTube channel for travel, and I think it's super dope. But that's so crazy how all that came about full circle. I never knew that that's where it came from.
Yeah.
And now you have your own branding agency that is just really revolutionizing video.
It's the Unstoppable Branding Agency. Yeah, yeah. And it kind of evolved from how we wanted to separate ourselves from the masses. Because if you think back, you know, we were doing affiliate marketing, right? That's how we're getting our gig. And the way that we separated ourselves from everyone else is that we started producing video.
Yeah.
We were doing videos on YouTube. Rhonda was like just posting crap up. Like, we're so bad.
Yeah.
But we're just crafting our skill way back.
Yeah, for sure.
You
know, it's a learning process.
And then we learned Rhonda, like, she, here's another interesting fact. You know, Rhonda, she's the Unstoppable Branding Queen, right?
Yeah.
Well, she got a gig to speak. She had 24 hours and everybody was speaking to sell. So we created, Jabril, Ron, and I created a product in 24 hours, and we're the most sales on stage that day. It's crazy stuff how stuff happens.
Well, I think that a lot of it comes down to the mindset, and that's what's so cool about working in the personal development industry. And I see that you have Wake Up, one of Jay Kubasak's shirts on.
Yeah, I did.
He was one of the guys that like got started in the same company we were in.
He was.
Yeah, yeah.
I just actually like the shirt.
I saw that. Yeah, when I came in, I'm like, oh, I recognize that right away. I'm like, it's a very small community here. And that's why I know that you have a video that went super viral about creating your perfect day. And that's something that you've been kind of like working towards, I mean, for years since we've connected, like just having a vision of what your perfect day is and how to manifest that and how to create it and put things into place to really check off that bucket list. And, you know, I'll have that link below here because it's a really powerful video and it's something that we used to do in our trainings.
Yeah.
And you're pretty much living your ideal perfect life, it looks like.
As much as I am. You know, it's crazy. This was the first product that you bought the first product that we bought. And it was, we'll even say the name.
Yeah.
It's Liberty League International. So Brent, Shane, I tell you, you got us the starts. And I tell you, it was freaking revolutionary.
It was revolutionary.
And that's the first, it was a $1,500, I remember, $1,520.
Yeah.
And then there was a $1,000 profit in it. But Rhonda's the one who got started on it. And she was doing all this journaling stuff. And she kept on telling me to, like, listen to this. And I was like, no, I don't want to listen. Stop telling me to listen to this. This fluffy, duffy personal development. Yeah. And The Secret wasn't even out yet. So
this is before The Secret. Because Bob Proctor was one of the co-founders and kind of created the program in our company.
Exactly.
Which is huge.
And so before The Secret, because The Secret's kind of what made it like, oh, big okay, time. Yeah, it's law of attraction. Mainstream. It's like, of course it is.
Yeah.
But before that, I'm like, what the hell are these people talking about? And the first exercise in this was you had to write out your perfect day, which was like your ideal average day. Not like you're going to Vegas and freaking 24 hours and
we've been to Vegas together and we've done that,
but not like if you had 24 hours, yeah, I would have probably did it a little differently. Who knows?
Yeah, we had a good time.
So the exercise, it took me a while to write it out, but it was one of the most profound things. I wrote it out in, it was like 2006. I have it. I can even give you a screenshot of it. It's pretty cool. And
that would be cool.
And I wrote about how I'm living in front of the ocean in Hawaii. I'm, you know, going to have a kid. I didn't even have a kid at the time. I'm going to be working these many hours and doing this. And you know what? I thought I wrote it out and I thought it was going to be like, oh, okay, no problem. Cause I was crushing it. But then we lost everything. And I'm like, I'm not going to live my perfect day. But it was my wife. I'm going to bring it back to this because this is kind of crazy. My wife's the one who actually let me live my perfect day. Because when we lost everything, I was like, okay, let's go back and get jobs. Let's put our tails between our legs. And she goes, I made a vow to my unborn child that I never put her or him in daycare. And I went, whoa, all right, well, let's do this.
Yeah.
And it was from that exercise that's where I made that video, Jabril and I. He goes,
perfect day.
Yeah, he goes, let's recreate it, make a video. And it took us almost 2 years to actually do it. Not like it needed 2 years. We really screwed things up and just didn't do it right. But anyway, that's it. And you know what? The crazy thing is it made a profound, I have a lot of people coming up to me seeing that video and they're like, man, you're the reason that I got started. And it wasn't something I found it from somebody else. Somebody found it from somebody else. It's just, you know.
Well, here's the thing too, because to be honest, those 3 years we were working together, you were like kind of like the big brother I never had. I don't think I ever told you that, but I just really looked up to you a lot. I'm like, this guy.
Another exclusive here.
Yeah, no, really. I know I've expressed like my gratitude to you and Rhonda, like, but you guys are really kind of like the role models that everyone else was all about the bling bling, you know, and like, you know, entrepreneurship and stuff. But for me, I was like, I want that. I want to surf. I want to travel. And seeing you, I was like, okay, this is my guy. I want to follow what he's doing. And that's kind of like, I don't have a brother or a sister, but I always kind of looked at you as being like, the role model that I wanted to kind of like, design my life.
We've never been like the other, and I couldn't understand it. Like even in that world, I was like, it's not real. And we've always wanted to make it real.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what our whole motto. It's like,
yeah,
I'm not going to lay down values to talk shit just to get more money.
Well, the thing is too, like I remember being brand new, like 26, 27 years old.
Yeah.
And then you kind of brought me under your wing. Like you invited me to like these events and like the private parties with all the people and stuff. Right. And you're like, come on, come with us and stuff. You know, and I really appreciated that. I don't know if I ever said that, but I really did.
Well, so, this is a heartfelt podcast right now.
Yeah. And then we went to Europe together and traveled with
Italy.
With my past girlfriend. She's doing really well, actually. She's nice. Like, she's living in Sanitas, California, and Poland, back and forth. So
sweet.
Yeah, I mentioned that I'm going to be linking up with you. She said to say hello. So, it's cruel to have like all these long, kind of distance relationships, but being able to meet in places like this because we're all doing similar stuff, and the world's quite small when you're jumping around it a lot.
Absolutely.
Speaking of jumping around it, you're doing a lot of work with Mind Valley, speaking events, going to conferences. Like you're kind of becoming the face of a lot of high-end programs and stuff like that. And I know that from what we said with your challenges in the beginning, you've been able to earn a couple million dollars through ClickFunnels. And I actually just did an episode about ClickFunnels previously. So if you want to kind of give a little, I guess.
Well, and with ClickFunnels, they have a thing called the 2-comma club. So it's if you can bring 7 figures of cash flow through a particular funnel, they give you a nice little plaque. It's a record. It looks like everybody thinks
a rock star.
but it's not. But it's kind of cool walking through it through the airport. We're able to do 2 of them through our Freedom Printer funnel and then through my wife's Sexy Brand Building. And, once we got out of the affiliate world, we're like, hey, in order to actually step on stages, we're going to need to have our own businesses.
Your own offers.
You can't be under affiliate marketing. It's a good way to get started and stuff, but we just knew if we wanted to really go somewhere to where we really wanted to be, we had to be in control of our own gig. We had to control the message. We had to add the values and really know that we're producing freaking real stuff versus just trying to sell a dream and
packaged products.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's amazing. Like to generate that kind of volume and $2 million worth of value and really helping businesses brand themselves through high-end videos, like what you're doing now. You've really created and fulfilling a niche in the marketplace where there's not a lot of services like that.
You know, it's crazy when you come first full circle, Jabril, who we were just talking about, the guy that's actually the lead filmer for Russell Brunson ClickFunnels, Dan, he actually got started with Jabril on a contest. Like Jabril put it out when we were in Lake Tahoe.
I remember him posting that.
It's crazy. And then from there, from the connections that we had with John Pemberthy, Russell's like, hey, love your stuff, come. And it was 4 years ago. And then he kept on filming stuff. And now he's like full on with them and like
the big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But we're still connected. That's the greatest thing. It's like the connections that you have, you know, you treat people right and they keep on lasting.
Well, the thing is too, you know, like a lot of people are trying to build websites that are really kind of outdated. And what ClickFunnels does, if you want to listen to episode 39, there's like a whole, you know, overview of what it is. And it's just a really high end software that allows anyone to make anything to sell to anyone anywhere. It's a very streamlined process that actually works and converts traffic into leads, sales, and clients. And the fact that you've been able to generate the business that you have, $2 million, getting 2 of those.
It's actually more than that. That was just through 2 funnels.
So it's per funnel.
It's per funnel. You have to generate 7 figures.
Wow.
So it would be more, but anyway.
Who's counting?
It's okay.
No, I'm checking.
No.
That's even crazier.
Yeah, and then my daughter Hanale, she wants to have one this year, so she's 11.
She's 11, and maybe you can talk about your parenting practice with that, because we just spoke how she's actually not going to school anymore and she's running a full time business.
She asked me a couple months ago. She was, Dad, am I an elementary or a middle school dropout? And I said, technically, you are elementary dropout. So now she does the hashtag with that, but it's the one thing. She's been going to school all around the world. She actually started school here when she was 2 years old in Bali back in 2009. And she's been in school. She's never wanted to homeschool. One of the things that when you're talking about parenting is that we haven't done things normal. Obviously, we got shunned. We got criticized. I mean, we were like blasted.
By your family or by friends?
Well, not like, you know, when we said we're going to go traveling. So like in the infancy stages of Facebook and people were like, how could you do this for your daughter? She's going to have no friends. She's going to have no sense of home. She's not going to have, and it's everybody's fears. And like, I'm looking at it going, well, I don't know, but it makes sense. And if it doesn't make sense, then we'll just self-correct.
Right.
So for parenting wise, these are a few things that I learned right away. One, you got to go with your heart. And if it doesn't feel right, or, you know, there's gotta be a change, make a course correction.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's life. The biggest thing, and I actually shot a Facebook Live on my Unstoppable Family page really about this today, was the biggest thing that I learned about parenting with for Hanale and how she's been able to be raised this way is that the first event that I went to in Cancun, Mexico, the year in 2005, we saw this guy, and I was the engineer in the background. What are these people talking about? And this guy called Michael Ogier was talking about law of attraction. And he said, take the words don't, not, and no out of your vocabulary.
I remember that.
And he goes, this will be not only the most impactful thing of your life, because it's all, it is a negative reinforcement, but he goes, if you have children, do this immediately. And we're like, we're looking to have children. Mm-hmm. We only have one. We just did one great one. And, you know, hey, that no more.
That's it. Yeah. That's no it. More unstoppable kids.
No, okay. No, that's it. But we actually taught ourselves before Hanalei was born, and we took those words out of our vocabulary. It's one of the biggest things that we actually did. And so we don't say, don't do that. No. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
It's
that's right. And the thing too, like, you know, I know that we've both been anti-news, not watching the news.
For 13 years for me.
Personal development books, audiobooks only. Yeah. It's huge.
Well, that was one of the things that, so now bringing in a child where they're not getting constantly, like, so this is another like huge lessons. I took out the news, newspaper, talk radio, none of that crap, right? And so now the only thing that my daughter will listen to, and I don't force her to, is podcasts and good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I like, what do you want to have them go in their brain? Yeah. And then one other thing, it's like, it's first and foremost, it's how we treat each other as a couple. Mm-hmm. So Rhonda and I have been together for 20 years. 20 long years. And when I mean that with the most sincerity, because I love her to death. But how do you actually stay together? And, you know, and that's a whole other thing I can talk about. But we know that I put my wife first and foremost before my child. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like going, oh, it's about my child. Yes, that's your why. But if I don't respect and give that love and gratitude to my wife, what is, if I'm bitching to her, what is it you think my daughter's going to see? It's not what you, say, it's what you do.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are my 3 points.
And I think just on the relationship side, I know that you posted quite often about how every morning you bring flowers in from after surfing and you write a note to Rhonda, which is just, That's how you keep it.
I learned that 3 years ago. I always used to do a gratitude journal for myself. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years ago, I read a book called The Compound Effect. And he said that he wrote a little gratitude thing each day for a year. And then he gave it to her at Thanksgiving or something. It was like the best present. I'm like going, dude, why wait for like going, just like, let's do it every single day.
Yeah.
And I tell you, our... You know, like, and this is just being vulnerable, man. I'm like, you know, I'm not the greatest of husband. I may be like good and stuff, but you know, I dropped some balls in here, but I tell you, that picked up my level.
Right.
Like it's actually probably a saving grace because for women, and I'm learning more about the feminine thing, but like all they want to be appreciated. We all want to be appreciated, right? Yeah. All want to be appreciated. So I surf every day. I pick up flowers and I write her a note every single day, and then I make her a bulletproof coffee and we chat.
Let's talk about surfing.
Surfing. Let's do it.
Where's the best waves in the world?
Well, there's a reason I've been living right here. Right up there, right? Uluwatu,
that's your spot.
Uluwatu is my spot. There's a whole bunch of other spots that are in here in Indo, but I'm in Canggu. It's most consistent. Uluwatu, you know, I go whenever it's big, and then around the island, Karamas, you know, it's like, it's insane here that we got. It's consistent. So that is why the Unstoppable family, here's another little tidbit. We've been traveling for 10 years, but we've been here for 2-3.5 years. Mm. We actually travel more that we've been living here as a home base.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's so good to have a home base. You know? That's what I love about where I'm at too. Like I travel a couple months in the winter, a couple months in the summer, and just to have a place to just decompress, keep your stuff. You're not constantly moving because that's exhausting, especially with, like, you know,
especially family. As a family.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can totally get that. And so what's next for you guys? Like, we're just kind of talking before the podcast. Like, I'm like, so are you going to be staying here or moving or?
No, we have our studio right next door. Things are going well. We got speaking gigs, man. Like, so in 2 days from, like, I'm already going to, 2 days from right now on this podcast, I'm going to be going to London. It's pre-fashion week. She's in talks there. She's got invitations to certain events. Be there for 3 days. Then she's getting at her and Rhonda are speaking at the Iron Minds event in Paris, like 250 entrepreneurs. Mm. We go back to London to Fashion Week. And then We don't know if we're going to Funnel Hacker for a few days. We don't know if we're going to Milan for Fashion Week. We may come back here. My wife's supposed to be going to a private client. And then it's like we have August. We have a event that we're speaking at as a family in the Maldives. We have Croatia for Mind Valley speaking for 2 weeks. There's many other things, but it's cool. It's like, fun, man. And because we're not just doing it individually, we're doing it as a family now.
Right.
It's a family business.
And the thing is too, like, Hanalei's been traveling since she was like before one.
No, one. You know? She's one and
yeah.
a half.
Yeah. So her passport is just like,
she's actually, we lost a few. So
as you do when you're traveling the world. How many countries have you been to? Have you ever calculated that?
You know, I know it's probably 30 something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anything you want to, the one event that he mentioned, Funnel Hacker, that's the cool thing about ClickFunnels is they have these events all over the world where they kind of bring the whole community of entrepreneurs together and create these big, massive events. And you were mm-hmm. speaking at one? Are you going to be speaking?
No, we haven't spoke at one.
Yeah.
If we were speaking at that, we would totally go.
So Russell, come on, man. Get these guys speaking.
That's the whole thing. So she's in Fashion Week. So now we're kind of like teeter-tottering where she's... She's got her own business in Fashion Week in London. Yeah, go to Funnel
that's
Hacker.
A pretty big deal. And the thing is, I'll have Hanalei's Instagram below. She's like 11 and she has like, you know, 60,000 followers or something. And she's got a book coming out. And
the book's already out.
Oh, is it out already?
Yeah,
okay,
I can give you a link for that.
Yeah.
We can do a thing for under $5. I did a special price for Facebook. I'll give that to you guys too. Okay. A little discount code.
Cool. Yeah. And Rondo's got a book around here somewhere as well.
Skills are cheap and prices are...
The sexy brand builder.
Yeah.
No, man, I just love, you know, like it's been cool, like since you've been introducing me to your friends here in Bali. Like I've known this guy for 12 years and you are one of my oldest friends in the whole scene. And like, I would definitely really appreciate you and seeing your family. Cause like I sent Hanalei a message. I'm like, I remember before you were even born and I've seen you grow and develop. I'm like, I just want to say like, keep shining your light bright. Cause you've just developed such an incredible daughter, you know, like it's so cool to see what she's doing at such a young age and just she's just getting started just like you guys as well with what you're doing, so it's pretty
start,
crazy,
man. It's fun.
Yeah Well, thanks again. You know, you've been an incredible host. When I got here, you're like, oh, I just stay in my place mm-hmm. for a couple of nights when I was looking for my own place, and I just really appreciate everything that you've done for me since I've been here, and feels like home.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm gonna ask you a question that I always ask my people for at the end of it. What makes you unstoppable?
I think overcoming anything and everything. Like, you know my story, you know, like all mm-hmm. the things I've kind of gone through. Actually, you don't know. I've got some other crazy things to tell you.
I know. It's your podcast. Maybe you should tell your people. They may not know.
Yeah. No, they know. But you know, I have the mindset that, like what you said earlier, whatever happens is happening for you, not against you and not to you. Yeah. And that's the mindset I've had to kind of get through some really difficult situations and times. And I think that at a young age, when I was going through a lot of heavy situations, I just had that mindset that, hey, this is going to work out. And I just made it work out.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, my man, slap five. This is, we haven't seen each other for a decade. And we're actually cheersing. It's like 7 o'clock or something at night. And from Bali, I'm actually leaving this last time. I'm probably going to say goodbye to the guy and, who knows? Yeah. I have a feeling he's going to be moving to Bali, but I don't know.
I wouldn't bet against it.
Right on.
Yeah. Cool, man.
We'll let you put a cap on this thing. It's your gift.
Well, here's the deal, guys. I've known this family and Brian for 12 years. He's been one of my best friends, even though we don't meet up all the time. We've traveled the world to multiple different countries in the past. And I can't think of a better person or people with his wife and daughters to plug into and just check out, because they're very active on social media. I'll have their links below. And if you want to see a family really living out loud and creating a lifestyle on their terms, this is the definition of them. As Tim Ferriss said, there's very few people that many, many millions of people have read the book, but very few people are actually living it. And you could be like the poster family for creating that 4-hour work week and actually helping a lot of people do the same.
I work
same,
a lot more than 4-hour work week.
Yeah, that's the thing that I really realized this trip too, just how focused you are, like, and just how like really, just that's the only word I can say is focused, because you're like from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'm head down, no meetings, no anything. If you want to see me, meet me here. I'll be there. Like, it's just, that's what it takes.
Yeah. My wife's a different beast, but yeah, for me, that's the only way I can do it.
How does she do it?
She's a robot, crazy woman. Like, you don't, like, she's a machine. Yeah.
I'll give you one of our other friends from back in the day would say that Rhonda makes coffee anxious.
Nervous.
Yeah. Right. Because she's so high energy. Like, she just has this, like, unbelievable character of just constantly on the go. And I don't know how she doesn't lose her voice all the time with all the things that she does.
She does every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, it's well spent. All right, guys. So thanks again for tuning in. Definitely connect with the Swans. Don't go to Swan Lifestyle anymore. That's something different. But we'll have the links below for you to get connected and linked up. So
this
might be the last time you see this handsome wizardly beard.
It'll be back in a couple of years.
Yeah. All right. Until then, we'll have to have you back on then.
All right.
See you guys. Cheers.
Ciao. All right. Hang on. All right. So I'm going to stop.
Well, thanks for listening right to the end. It shows that you're a super fan of this podcast. So if you are, please go ahead and share this with a friend. Go ahead, copy it, send it to your friend and say, hey, check out this episode. And once again, thanks for your support. Make sure you connect with the Swans. They're awesome people, as you can tell. And check out www.selfdeveloplife.com, where you can take a look at some awesome offers that we have from some of our sponsors and check out more of what I'm up to. As always, with the free one-on-one coaching session you can book with me and get some CBD oil, get some 30-day no alcohol challenge in you. Let's level up your lifestyles. Just like you heard from the Swans, life's short, make it the best one you can. We'll see you on the next episode. I'm still here in Bali chilling. I'm just actually with his friend Jabril. We're up in Uluwatu right now. I just surf some of the best waves in the world, which Brian is a master at. And this is one of his favorite spots, surfing in the entire world. So I had a great session yesterday. I'm about to go up for another one here now. So wherever you are in the world, enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.